Adam chapter 3, Mishnah 1. Hamachnis yadav lebayis hamenuga. If a person puts his hands into a nega afflicted house, so that you've got a house and it's got saras, it's got the required markings on the walls that we learnt about, and he puts his hand into the house over there. It says the Mishnah yadav tchilos divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says his hands become a first level impurity if he just puts his hands in. The Chachamim Omrim, the rabbis say Yadav Shnius. Now his hands become a second level impurity. So there's a machlokas. Everyone agrees his hands become impure, but there's a machlokas as to what level impurity his hands become. And obviously it can have a major ramification if he's touching stuff. How far down the line is the impurity going to be transmitted? Kola matame begadim bishas magoi, anything which he will make clothing impure at the time that he's touching it. So what's an example? If he touches a zav, right, the clothing that he's wearing or the utensils that he's touching at the same time that he's touching the zav will become impure. So any case like that where it's making his clothing impure when he's at the time he's touching it, says the Mishnah, Matame Esayadam Lios Tchilos, will also make someone else's hands first level impurity. So if he's touching a zav and he's touching that, he's holding hands with someone else. So we learned before that he doesn't transmit impurity to that person. We learned that in, brings it over here, Zavim 5:1. We learned that he doesn't transmit impurity to other people, only to clothing or to utensils. But if he's holding the person's hand, he makes their hand first level impurity. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva. They say again, it's, yes, the hands are impure, but only second level. Amru lo le Rabbi Akiva, they said to Rabbi Akiva, Heichan matzini she'adam tchila b'chol makom, where do we find any case of the hands being a first level impurity? They're challenging him. He said the hands are first level impurity. They said to him, where do you find such a case? Amalehem, he says to him, v'chi haich efsha lehem lios tchila, ele'im kei nitma gufo chutz mizeh. So Rabbi Akiva says, what do you mean? Where do we find cases of the hands becoming impure? Right, unless the whole body is impure. He's saying the whole thing, you know, don't ask where I'm finding cases. The whole thing is like sui generis. You know, it's its own cases. Ha'oichlin v'akelim shenitmu b'mashkin, food and utensils that are made impure with liquid, impure liquid, the tamin esayidam liyoshnius will render hands second degree impurity, divrei Rabbi Yehoshua. That's according to Rabbi Yehoshua. V'chomim amrim es shenitma b'avatuma, Metame es hayadam. So says the sages, that which has been rendered impure by an avatuma, only by an avatuma, will render the hands impure. But vladatuma, but if it's been made impure with an offspring of impurity, a second level or a first level, einu metame es hayadam, will not transmit impurity to the hands. So again, the machlokes as to exactly how much impurity is transmitted to the hands. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he says, Masa be'isha achas shebas lifnei abba. He says, there was a story of a certain woman who came before my father. Amar Eloi, and she said to my father, Nichnasu yadai la'avir kli cheres. I put my hands into an earthenware oven. And she wants to know and the earthenware oven was impure. She wants to know what's the halacha with her hands. Amalas, I said to her, Biti, my daughter, Uba mai haisa tu masai. What made the oven impure? So you can see, he's interesting, he's asking, it makes a difference what made the oven impure. Veloshmati ma amrulo. He says, and I didn't hear the answer that she said to him, or he said to her. But you see from over here that the level of impurity of the oven does make a difference. Amru Chachomim said the rabbis mevor hadava. So the sages, it's clear, the thing is clear. Eshe nitma ba'avatuma, what has been made impure by an avatuma, metame esayadam, makes the hands impure. Bivladatuma, but if it's an offspring of tuma, einu metame esayadam, that doesn't render the hands impure. The story is a proof for this, because you see that he asked, what made the oven impure? So you see there's a difference of what made the oven impure, and therefore the sages are using this as a proof to show that only if it's been made impure by an avatuma will it render the hands impure, but not if it was made impure by a vladatuma.